the world of finance, while necessary, no longer represents an instrument that favours our well-being or the life of mankind. Instead, it has become an oppressive power that almost demands our adoration, Mammon, the false divinity that truly dominates the world. This was Pope Benedict's reflection on the role of finance in today's world during a visit to Rome's major seminary Wednesday evening. Drawing from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, he said, "Faced with conformity and submission to this power, we Christians are non-conformists. It is not having, but being that counts. We do not submit to this, we use it as a means, but with the freedom of the children of God." Financial concerns were also at the heart of the Council of Cardinals discussions at the Vatican this week. The group of 11 cardinals drawn from around the world concluded a two-day session chaired by Secretary of State Cardinal Tarcisio Bertone on the 2012 draft budget. In a statement released Thursday morning, the cardinals expressed deep gratitude for the support the faithful give, often anonymously, to the universal ministry of the Holy Father. While voicing their satisfaction with the projected budget for the Holy See and Vatican City State, the cardinals spoke of their concern for the overall global financial crisis, which has also had an impact on the Vatican's own economic situation. In 2010, Pope Benedict issued a norm overhauling the Vatican's financial system to allow the Holy See's full inclusion on the white list of states that have the highest standards of financial transparency in the world. On various occasions in past weeks, Vatican Press Office Director Father Federico Lombardi has underlined efforts being made in this direction, contrary to many recent media reports. Speaking to seminarians this Wednesday, Pope Benedict summed it up when he said, "Today there is much talk of the Church of Rome, of many things. We hope they will also speak of our faith, the exemplary faith of the Church of Rome." I'm Emer McCarthy.